Let's move on then to the next agenda item, number 16. That's our board meeting calendar for next year.
This is Roger Briggs. We have the calendar for next year, but also a change to consider for our last meeting of this year due to conflict with the furlough Fridays. So we recommended December 10th, which is just moving the December date up one day. And in the right-hand column of the blue sheet there, it says that the substitute date works for six board members. The substitute date of December 10th works for six board members, so I was recommending that one, but we don't have a perfect attendance projected for any of the dates we considered, but the 10th looks the best. And then the dates for next year, of course, avoid furlough Fridays as well.
Ask about the October 23rd meeting of this year. It's scheduled for Friday. Is that still good?
Yes, because the furlough Fridays are the first three Fridays of the month, and I believe that's the fourth Friday.
Yes, it is. Okay.
This is Monica Hunter. Now you've got me confused. I'm looking at the blue sheet. I see October 22nd listed.
Mr. Jeffries was talking about this October.
Oh, I see. So I'm looking at 2010.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, is the schedule okay with everybody?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Dave Hodgins, Scotts Valley. I just have to comment that the second Tuesdays are the regular board meeting of the Scotts Valley Water District, and we have three second Tuesdays on here, December 10th, May 13th, July 8th. And then the December 2nd meeting is in the middle of the Association of California Water Agencies convention date. So those are all inconvenient from my point of view.
I thought December 10th is Tuesday.
Did I pick the wrong month?
Wrong year or something.
These are all Thursday except for the June meeting. You're looking at a 2010 calendar or 2009?
I was looking at 2010. Let's see. I'm sorry. I said second Tuesday. I meant second Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, December 10th, May 13th, July 8th are second Thursdays.
Okay.
July. Well, are those dates that you would end up missing our board meeting, Dave?
I'm going to miss somebody's board meeting,
right.
Jeff, and I'm just not sure. The one that would July 8th works because it's in Watsonville, and we probably will break soon enough so I can get to a 7 o'clock meeting that evening.
Okay.
December 2nd is probably the one that I could not make.
Okay.
And under any circumstance.
But if we moved it off December 2nd, then it's a possibility?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
This is Roger Briggs. December 2nd is the first Thursday.
Right.
That's correct, but that was when the AQUA, the Association of California Water Agencies, is having its annual convention.
Right.
And I'm on the board there.
I know this is probably a dumb question, but is there some reason we're not moving all of our board meetings to the fourth Friday of the month?
Is it fourth Friday?
I understand the furlough Fridays are the first three, right?
Right.
Why don't we move our board meetings to the fourth Friday of each meeting month? Do that all except for December, which would be the 24th.
Yeah.
Mr. Briggs?
Well, it's a matter of spacing the meetings out. So, for example, September, that would be was a three-week change to move that back. So, and since there's no meeting in August, it just provides better spacing.
Well, but then the July meeting would be the 23rd. So it wouldn't be that far.
Mm-hmm.
If all of them move to the fourth Friday.
Well,
spacing.
How about this? If December 2nd is the only date that is problematic for Mr. Hodgin, can we just focus on that date and try to find a better date for that board meeting? I mean, are we all okay with the other dates, regardless of whether it's the fourth Friday or not?
Well, yeah. Fridays would be better for me, but I can manage Thursday.
Okay.
I like the fourth Friday idea.
I mentioned May 13th as well.
Okay, well, what would the board like to do? Do we want staff to refigure this? I mean, they can come back to us in the next board meeting and try to work this out with fourth Fridays if you want. Or for now, we can simply focus on trying to move December 2nd to a date compatible with Mr. Hodgin's schedule.
Well, if you're going to work on that, Mr. Chair, this is Russ Jeffries, then if you look at the second week of December, I'll be out of state.
Okay.
Are you talking about, this is Francis, 2009 or the 2010? Because the 2009 date of December does need to be decided right today, right, Roger, because of noticing.
Right.
So we hopefully don't have the same problem as we had today, that we have a date selected.
Right.
But the meeting dates for next year, especially like all the way till December of next year, there's time to sort it out. But for this year, December 2009, we need to have a date certain. And probably also would be helpful to have the February date certain.
Okay. This is Dave Hodgin here. The December 2009 date, I can eliminate my conflict if I can just leave our board meeting early enough to get back to Scotts Valley by 7 o'clock.
Okay.
This is Russ Jeffries. That December 9, 2009 date, I will be out of state.
But isn't it a December 10th date in 2009?
I would have been out of state on that date as well.
Okay. Does anyone else have a conflict with the December 10th, 2009?
This is Tom O'Malley, and I may have a conflict for December 9th and 10th. It's a Council of Governments meets in San Luis and the Executive Committee, and I'm on both. So I will, if it's a quorum issue, I would try to make the Water Board meeting.
For you. I'm okay now, but...
I also, it sounds like we have a meeting scheduled for October 30th, and I would probably have a conflict on that date.
October 30th?
2010 dates, I'm fairly flexible on.
Yeah. We have it off the 23rd.
Roger, the October date this year is October 23rd.
October 23rd?
Right.
Okay, very good.
So... I would suggest, this is Roger again, I'd suggest that the board approve the calendar and direct me to see if we can resolve the problems with the May 2010 and the December 2010 dates and just bring that back to you. But it sounds like it makes sense to solidify the other dates.
Okay. Do we need a second on that?
Well, that was Roger speaking. So.
Oh, I thought I heard someone say so moved.
So moved, Dave Hodgin.
Okay. All right.
I'll second it then.
All right. So
no,
you'll
second it. Now we're talking about the 2010, right?
Correct.
2009. And we're also talking about December 9th of 2009?
Yeah.
10. Okay.
Yeah. Russ, I think we're talking about December 10th of 2009, the May 13, 2010, and the December 2nd, 2010.
I understand.
Those are the three.
Right.
But you're This is Frances again. So December 10th of 2009, though, you're sticking with, or you're going to choose a specific date and go with that, right? Or do you still have to work on that one?
No, the motion was to adopt December 10th as part of the...
Okay, great.
2009.
Who made the motion?
It was Dave Hodgen, seconded by Russ Jeffries.
No, Jerry Shellcross seconded.
Seconded by Gary Shellcross.
Okay, Ms. Hewitt, would you take the roll call on this motion, please? All those in favor? Ms. Hewitt?
Jeffrey Young?
Yes.
John Hayashi?
Yes.
Monica Hunter?
Yes.
Tom O'Malley?
Yes.
Russell Jeffries?
No.
Gary Shellcross?
Yes.
Yes.
Dave Hodgson?
Yes.
Yeah. Gary Shellcross, was that a yes vote? I couldn't hear.
Yes, it was a yes.
Good. All right. So staff will get back to us on those items that need new dates.
Right.
2010 calendar.